It's time now for Green Visions. Green Visions is a production of The North 103.3 to encourage green thinking and green actions. And my guest today is Shoto Spring. Shoto, thanks so much for being my guest today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And we've got a lot to talk about. Your book, Open Reality, is certainly going to be a part of the conversation. You are visiting the area in the coming days. We're going to talk about, you know, green visions, things, sharing the world. I'm sure Buddhism is not going to be far off when it comes to the conversations. But Shoto Spring, I would love to give you the floor to tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe a bit of an introduction to our listeners.
Thank you. So I did live in Duluth for a few years and loved it. Where this starts, so I'm talking about why I wrote the book. The book title says Meeting the Polycrisis. So when I started to write this book, it was about climate change. And I was writing throughout the pandemic, and I changed the focus because there's a lot more going on than just climate change. This book is for people who think we have a problem. I will say the problem is in the way we think, and the purpose of the book is actually to encourage people to be more optimistic and to become willing to think differently. In my life, I've done training to become a Zen Buddhist teacher. I was raised very conventionally in a Christian family, and I've always relied on the land, the trees, a lake, and the natural world for my sustenance and inspiration. And that evolved as I saw what was happening with climate change and the current chaos. I will say the chaos and violence in the world of politics seems to be like part of that. So anyway, the book is an effort to present some of what I've learned and some of what I know, and to offer different ways to think about things. We're not alone here. We should ask for help. We think that we can do it by technology. We think that we have to keep electricity, pavement, cars, airplanes, the internet, AI. All of those things are essential to human life as we know it. And yet I grew up in the 50s. And we had a few of those things. For most of the time humans have lived on the earth, they didn't have any of them. The willingness to let go of that thing that we're calling essential is going to be very important.
One of the early ideas in the book, Open Reality, and I believe it's a question, what if there was another way to live? And I've often thought about that idea of the prescribed methods that we as humans are kind of maybe stuck in a little bit. I've oftentimes looked at just human existence and boiled it down to thinking that have we just been in a thousands of years long arms race? Is that what we ultimately as humans are? But your question, it seems to encourage hope, but also imagining beyond the mode of competitive living that we seem to be stuck in.
Yes. I would track it. Partly it goes back 8,000 years to industrial agriculture, as opposed to gardening, which is a pretty friendly way to live with the world. And then I would also go back to the time of the Renaissance, when in the church was definitely a problem, but in getting rid of the church, they got rid of all the mystery and magic and opted for rationality, and they opted for humans as the rulers of everything. We've been living in that since then, and around 1900, there were some choices to make it worse, to really turn people into consumers and to convince everybody that they couldn't be happy without a lot of stuff. And I grew up in the 1950s, and the brainwashing was there then, but it's much worse now. And everybody believes it, except for those who don't.
You're speaking of a real balance. You know, there is a rational approach, but there's also this approach that no doubt for you individually comes from your Buddhist practices. I wonder if you could talk about maybe how the foundation of Buddhism has led you to this perspective, this ability to have this insight.
What an interesting question. I recognized Buddhism when it came to me, and the first thing I recognized was the vow to free all beings, not just individually, but everyone together. And that's a core part of the practice, and that's how I became to be in the branch of Buddhism that I am in, which is called Soto Zen. In Buddhist practices, including from the very first time that I went to an introductory workshop at Minnesota Zen Center, I found that something changed if I sat down, followed the instructions, just follow my breath, just let things be the way they are. After a lifetime of trying to fix or control, or sometimes complain about the way the world is, can you just allow things to be the way they are? And when you do that, things are transformed and they start to change you. And when you let them change you, you become part of the family. And so it's no longer about control, but there is something you might call influence. And fundamentally, Buddhism, and I mostly know Soto Zen Buddhism. So that's just know that that's where I'm speaking from.
Sure.
Fundamentally, we belong here and we are created. We are not in charge, but we are also not lonely, hopeless, or helpless. We're part of the whole thing that is creating life moment by moment.
Hmm. If you're just joining us, this is Green Visions. My guest today is Shoto Spring, and I couldn't help right there hearing a glimmer of the Four Noble Truths. It really kind of felt like there was a reframing of the Four Noble Truths, but very applicable to the now.
Oh, yes. The Four Noble Truths describe suffering, the causes of suffering, and then they describe how to change it. They seem to be individual, and because I'm in the Mahayana tradition, it becomes global. So instead of saving myself or freeing myself, I'm part of a universe that's freeing its whole self.
Shoto, you're going to be in the Northland in the coming days. What are some of the events and gatherings that you will be attending, speaking at, leading?
Yes, first Friday evening, I will be giving a talk and a book signing at the Unitarian Church. On Saturday, I'm leading a silent retreat with the local Zen community, Bluestone Zen. On Sunday morning, I'm giving the talk at Lake Superior Interfaith Community Church. And again, there will be a book signing. I'm doing book signing at Fichter's sometime in the afternoon, and that's not finalized. And I think that's what's open to the public.
And for those that maybe aren't able to make it to any of those events, where can people go to learn either more information about you, connect with you, or to find your book?
Yes. So we made it easy for the book as a page on my website that you can reach by doing www.shotospring.com. The whole website is Mountains and Waters Alliance. Just regular English words spelled out and run together that way, .org. And that leads you both to the book page and to everything else I'm doing.
Shoto, this has been a very valuable conversation for me, and I'm sure that I can say by extension our listeners as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate your having me and asking great questions.
Thanks so much. We've been speaking with Shoto Spring. The new book is Open Reality, Meeting Polycrisis Together with All Beings. And this has been Green Visions. Green Visions is a production of The North 103.3 to encourage green thinking and green actions.